So this is my amazing wife, my hot wife, Pamela. She's here with us today. Yes. Hey. And she's amazing. But so this past week was phenomenal. We were expectant going in. Like we prayed that God, you're gonna move more than you, because we've been to this camp, and anybody that's been to camp year after year after year, it's like, no, God, we want fresh fire. We want something new. And he, above and beyond everything that we expected, he did. And it was just an amazing time. One more thing about Lauren. So not only did she preach Friday night to really close it out, she shared something that was like, oh, she shared something. She said, like, she's a part of, like, many different churches. And even though she has a home church now, like, she's a part of this. And she's like, even though I don't associate myself with Destiny Church anymore, I'm like, but yes, you do, because you're still family, and you sowed seeds here, and for eternity, like God is moving through you. And what, like, not only in our group, but all of us, and just what I shared with you personally, like, it was just amazing to see what God's doing. What she was sharing that night, yes, it was for all of our kids, but have you ever had a message where you felt like it was all for you, right? And I'm like, personally, I'm like, Lord, why are you being so mean to me? Like, I'm like, ow. But it was amazing, and she's a huge part of why YEX is even able to be the way it is. And so we thank you, and we love you. So this past week, again, it was just an amazing week. Monday, we went in with the goal of, hey, we want to see everybody set free. So there's a ton, yeah, so there's videos and stuff going to be playing in the back. But we had such a great time. But Monday, we prayed, hey, everybody would just be set free. And I think we went like 4 hours the first night. And it was like, but the cool thing about this was almost every night went till past 11 o'clock. And the services started at 7. But nobody was like, oh man, is this over yet? Like, can we get out of here? Like, no, it was like, we want more. We want more. I remember leaving there a couple nights. It's like, can we just keep going and worship? Like, can we just keep praying at the altars? There was so much ministry time going on. And then Tuesday night, so Pastor Eddie Taylor preached on Tuesday night, and so many were baptized in the Holy Spirit that night. And that was the night Pastor Greg was talking about when he came up. And so we had so many of our kids be baptized in the Holy Spirit, receive their prayer language, and really step out in boldness, to step out in faith. And Wednesday night and Thursday morning was my personal favorite. We had Pastor Adam McCain, and it, just such a man of God, so much boldness, like the way that he speaks the truth. And he preached a message about the lies being removed. The lies over our lives being removed, but replacing it with truth. Because if you don't replace it with truth, you just leave more room for more lies to come in. So you have to replace it with the truth. And so that was a phenomenal night. And then Thursday was amazing. Like, all the kids, we got to do it. Ready? We go ankle deep, waist deep, all the way in. So, and we went all the way in that on Thursday night. And Friday afternoon, we actually so many of our kids, 19 kids, got water baptized. So give God some praise for that. It was amazing. It was sealing the deal. Yes. It was sealing the deal of what everything that God was doing in them and through them this past week, just saying, you know what? All this, all the lies, all the bondages, all the chains that were broken off of me. Yes, now in the spiritual, I'm going down. I'm going down with the old, up with the new, a new creation in Christ. So it was amazing. And then on Friday, was really a whole lot of practicals of how to live this thing out when we come back. Amen. Because we can have a great camp for 5 days and be in that spiritual bubble, and it's amazing. And if anybody's been to any conferences before or camps, and you're like, oh, I got the goosebumps, and that's amazing. And I'm not saying those things are bad, but at the end of the day, you're going to go back to life, right? And that bubble's going to fly. But how do we walk this thing out when you guys go back to school? How do we walk this thing out when we go back to work? And a couple of the things that the Lord was giving me was, it starts in our own hearts, but it also starts in the families. Like, we can pray all day, like, God, let the kids keep the revival, let the kids keep the fire of God. But if we're not actively praying in our own homes, like as a family, right? If we're not, if the kids don't see the parents opening up the word and having their devotional time and having their alone times with God, like it's so important that it's happening inside the families as well. Amen? Amen. So I'm going to, Pam's going to share a couple things, and then we got some testimonies. We're going to be as quick as possible. I know it's going long, but hey, God's moving so much. It's amazing. Amen.
All right. Can you hear me? Okay. So this summer has been like extra special for me, because at the beginning of summer, I felt deeply and strongly that God gave me a word for this summer. And he told me that he was going to write his word on their hearts. And the reason that is so powerful is because, here's the thing, like, we can go to camp and we can listen to preaching and teaching and people can pour into our lives, but if it's just head knowledge, it's gonna last a week or two and then it's gonna fade. But when God engraves his word on your heart, you are transformed, amen? So, and I really believe that we watched that happen during camp, and even before camp it started. And then at camp, God just really poured out his spirit and wrote his word on their hearts. And that does not fade. That does not change. That stays forever. Amen. And what's really exciting is that summer's not over and there's more to come. And God is a God of increase. So I strongly believe that he is not done. And even after summer, I believe that he's going to continue the work that he started. His word says that we go from glory to glory to glory until we are transformed into the fullness of his glorious image. So I am strongly believing, like deep, deep, deep in my heart, that God is just doing miraculous things in these young people's lives. And I'm so excited. And it's not just them, it's for the entire church. So I'm just really excited for what God is doing. Yes, the region. So just believe it. I don't just say it because it sounds pretty. I have a very strong conviction and fear of the Lord. And I only say it because I truly believe it. I've heard my father say it in the secret place, so I declare it. Amen?
Amen. Praise God. Hey, Dakota, if you can come up, but bring our belt. Where's Woo! That at? Where's that at? We have a belt down there somewhere. Where's it at? Do we not have it? Yeah. So bring that on up here. All right, so one quick thing with this as well. So, yes, like, God was moving throughout the whole week, but there are afternoon game times. And so I have to share this real quick because I'm a little bit competitive, just a little bit. All right, so I'm like, every year we go, I'm sick and tired of getting second place. Like, I'm like, every year it's like we're in the lead and then we end up losing on the last day. I'm like, no. As silly as that sounds, I'm like, we're going to win these games too. And I'm like, but it was just a testimony of the mindset that our whole group went into all week, that we were going all in every area. It didn't matter what it was. We're getting as much out of the camp as we could get. So we brought home the championship, the first ever championship belt, because our youth crew won the game. Yes. Amen. So this is Dakota, and he is an amazing man of God. He's been here the last 6 months. He went through Set Apart a couple years ago and moved back home, and then decided, I don't know how, about a year later, saying, I feel called back. And so he's been interning here with us for the last 6 months. So he went to Haiti with us. He's been pouring out his life in the youth ministry and just in so many people's lives. But God was really moving through him. And he's gonna be mad at me for saying, like, the internship is coming to an end, and so he is going back, but just for a little time. Amen. So he's going to be back here because he does want to move here. But this is this is actually his last Sunday. He's going to be, yeah, so he'll be here on Wednesday. Yeah, I know. No, it's not his last Sunday. He's taking a little break and he's going to be back. All right. But here you go, Dakota.
Amen. So do I get to, tell my story?
Yeah.
Just to let you guys know, Tim and I won the cornhole tournament. We took first place. Thank you. But second place was also a team from Destiny. So. Yeah. That was Brandon and David, but yeah, I just want to thank you guys for having me here and giving me opportunity to pour into your kids and grow in leadership and just become a better man of God. But I'm just going to share real quick, like, what I learned this week at YEX, And some of you may have heard the youth, us talking about, just give me one more. And what that spoke to me while I was there was, like, I was praying all week, and they said, like, even if you don't feel it, keep pressing in. And so throughout the week, like, I would pray, I'd worship, but, like, I wouldn't feel like God doing something in me, but I just stayed faithful with that, and I kept pressing in and kept pressing in. And then it came to this time where I just went in the very back of the sanctuary, and I was just worshiping by myself. And I prayed for this man, this young man. He's probably like 18. He's a really big guy. He's got dreads, but he was sitting in the back and just like trying to be cool, and like he was on Instagram scrolling while everybody's up front. And then the Lord just spoke to me like, he's the 99. And so I was just standing there, and I was like, all right, God, what do you want me to do here? And so I just stretched my hand, and I prayed for him. I didn't come up to him and pray for him like this, because God's power can flow through this, and God's power can flow through this, no matter what it is. And so I prayed for him, and I just prayed, like, Lord, soften his heart. Give him a heart of flesh and not of stone. Let him know his calling, and just let him feel the fire of God. And then later that night, I'm up front worshiping just by myself, and I look over, and this dude is up there receiving salvation. We talked about Toy Story and how all the toys wrote Andy on the bottom of their foot because they know who their owner is, or in our case, who our father is. And so he had Jesus wrote on the bottom of his brand new Jordans. And so the Lord just spoke to me. He was like, some of us feel that we can't be used because we're not put together yet. That's a lie from the enemy. Because we feel like we have to get good. We have to get good with God. We have to get these things off of us before we can move. But that is a lie. And but the thing is that we didn't get saved for us to have a good life. We didn't get saved so we can be made perfect. We got saved for those people outside of this building. We're in here to get suited up for battle. We're in here to be a contender, as the thing is called. We're in here for to win the titles, to win the people's souls for Jesus. But we didn't get saved for us. We got to go out there, and we got to go after them. And so that was why being at YEX, it was just a great opportunity, and just being filled up. I have one more thing on my notes. But, yeah, that was pretty much it. And then, again, I was praying, and, like, just give me one more, Lord. Give me the 99. And then towards the end, because I kept pressing in, because I kept praying, because I kept worshiping when I didn't feel it, the Lord rewarded me at the end. And I had a prophetic word spoken over me, and it just broke me down. He was like, this dude just started praying over me, and he was like, how bad do you want your brothers saved? And that just broke me down, and it just made me realize that, again, I didn't get saved for me. I got saved for everybody else. So from this point, from YEX, wherever I go, I'm going to regain territory. Yeah. Wherever I'm going to go, hell is going to pay for what it has done in people's lives. Yeah. And you just got to go out there. You got to be bold, because all you have to say is, yes, Lord, use me. Here I am, Lord, use me. And you don't have to be made perfect. You're made perfect in his eyes. Go out there, say yes, pray for the sick, heal the sick, and bring people to Jesus. And that's just all, that's what I learned from YEX. Thank you.
Praise God. Isaiah, because he has to go to work, he was here first service too, and he said he's going to stay and share his testimony. And then this young man's going to be a senior this year, plays football. He's super strong. So I'm like, he's always lifting. I'm like, but are those popcorn muscles? Like, I'm like, you know, is he really that strong? And then he took on one of the strongest youth pastors. This guy's like ripped. And he didn't win, but he held his own for like 2 minutes. I'm like, okay, bro. Like, all right. So...
Yeah, God moved in so many ways for so many people. Monday night, we set the bar so high that every night just got better and better. I got to pray over so many people and watch them be healed and receive their prayer language on the first night. The second night, I prayed, God, just show me somebody. Show me, like, bring me someone. And he showed me one kid sitting in the back. He was sitting in a seat, like, with his arms wide open, like, God, show me who you are. And I went over and prayed for him. As soon as I laid my hands on him, he started to cry and shake. He said, dude, my entire life just changed. I was the kid that was cussing at school, hanging out with the bad people. And one of the messages that really stood out to me was Adam McCain, Liar, Liar. That was one of his sermons. If you put so many lies in your life, you can't, like, no more truth will fit in your life. Nothing can fit in if you fill your life with lies. But if you take all that lies out, truth can fit in. If you fill your life with truth, no more lies can fit in. And that was the sermon that really spoke to me. I learned my calling. It's to be a leader and to lead others to Jesus. And by doing that, I'm going to start by leading my brothers and the people at school.
That's good. Amen. Okay, so I'll call one of the girls up next, but I wanted to share a testimony from someone that is not able to be here, but she texted asking me to share this with you. So she said, hi, Pamela. We unfortunately can't go to service tomorrow because our dad is out of town. We'll be with my mom. But if you want, you can tell them all this, that I would have loved to be there, and I would have said that I felt God's love and presence stronger than ever before, and that I got baptized, and I decided to become a contender. So.
That was a Via.
A Via chick.
A Via chick.
So, yep, but Sabina, you ready?
I actually wrote mine down because I didn't want to forget anything. As some of you may know, last week was my first time ever attending YAX Christian Retreat. Now I will say, going in, I was carrying unnecessary stress and anger from past burdens. I also will admit my first mistake by thinking that most of them were caused by God wanting to teach me a lesson. That's where I was wrong. I was so upset with the situations I assumed he put me through and started to question him and his love for me. I would question, what was that for? Why did I have to endure so much pain from that? And how does this show your love for me? After listening to a sermon delivered by Jeannie Mayo and after speaking with Mrs. Parsons, I was then enlightened that God doesn't place you in situations to hurt you. He simply delivers you from them to teach you how to assign meaning to that pain, and that it is the enemy who causes the mental and physical destruction. Pamela then reminded me that the enemy is only here to kill, steal, and destroy. My second mistake was ever letting him destroy and steal my happiness. After spending that week in Bradenton, listening to many different messages and learning from many different people, including my peers from Carbon, I can honestly say that I was wrong for doubting the love God does show me. For all the times he's helped me get past many situations I've been through, it shows that no matter how many times Satan tries to beat me down, that he is here to fight for me, and that he never gives up on me. That, ladies and gentlemen, is enough love I need to continue on after him and to pursue his undying care and nature. That is what I call true love. As the week progressed, I felt the weights begin to lift off my shoulders, and I also learned that we don't need to be pampered to stay in the kingdom of God. When we pray and worship him, we might not always feel him, but that doesn't mean that he isn't there or that he isn't real. What it means is that he wants to see how hungry we are for him. Even if we can't always sense him. How far are we willing to press in and chase him? That is a question with only an answer that you can determine. But if you ask me, I know I'm going ankle deep, waist deep, all the way in.
So good. So Sierra, if you want to come up here next. So one of the things she said in there is, I'm not going to live my life being pampered. And so, yes, God dumps love buckets on us, and that's amazing. But I can't remember, was it Pastor Eddie that shared that? Who was it? Yeah. So, or Pastor Adam McCain. But he shared, he's like, if the only way you're going to stay in the kingdom of God is always being pampered, you're not going to make it. So, like, you got to be able to stand firm. And yes, God's going to pour out on us and fill us with his love, but we got to be able to stand firm and continue on. And it was such a good word. So this is Sierra. She's actually going and leaving in a couple months to ALC. And so this was her senior year being at YEX. And I know God did great things inside of her as well.
Yeah, so this was like my seventh or eighth time at YEX. Every single year, like, I've just received so much. But this year was different. Actually, the Wednesday before we went to camp, we had a huge prayer night in here. And we had different stations set up where kids could get freedom. And I just felt like the Lord told me this is preparation for what he was going to do at YEX. So I just kept praying over the youth students and stuff. And I'm like, use this as the time to prepare yourself for what God's going to do. Prepare your heart. Position your heart for what he's going to do at YEX. And this week is just so hard to put into words. Like, it was just incredible. We just got up there Monday with the expectation that he was going to show up the first night and just wreck all of us. But it was just incredible, and Jeannie Mayo preached the first night, and that honestly was probably her two messages, Monday night and Tuesday morning, were probably my favorite. But one of the quotes that she said is, "Good leaders survive through pain. Great leaders assign meaning to their pain." And I grew up in a very broken home, and there was a lot of pain and disaster in our family. But this week, I realized that I want to be a great leader, and I want to assign pain. I want to assign meaning to the pain that was caused in my past, pain that may be caused in the future. But I'm not going to let the enemy try to take away my joy and my happiness. So that was one thing that I really, really just took from this week, was just to assign meaning to my pain. And just really, like, the Lord stretched me and really brought me out of my comfort zone this week. And that's one thing that I've been praying for a long time, is just to step out of my comfort zone. And a quick little story. When we were in Haiti, Pam and I just got to sit and talk. And I've been praying for my prayer language for a long time. And I'm like, Lord, whenever you're ready, like, I just want to receive that. And I talked to Pam, and I'm like, is it a bad thing not to have it? Like, why don't I have it? Like, I've been praying for it for a long time. And she's like, don't worry. She's like, it'll come. She's like, the Lord will give it to you when you're ready. And night two, Tuesday night, when Eddie Taylor preached, I received my prayer language. And it's just so amazing just to be able to pray over people and just let them know that the Lord's working through them in all of their situation and all of their grief and anything that they may be dealing with. But another quote that Jeannie Mayo said was, in a world of short-term sprinters, dare to be the long-distance runner. I want to be the long-distance runner. I want to finish this race knowing that I've achieved everything that the Lord has called me to do, and just really fulfill my calling. And that's why I'm super excited to go to ALC this fall, because I know that the Lord's going to stretch me even further and really place me into what he's calling me to do in medical missions, and just to be able to travel the world and speak into people's lives and pray over them and watch healings, because I know that there's power in my hands. And I know that every single place that I walk, the Lord is guiding me. And the joy of the Lord is resting upon my life, and nothing else can stand in my way. So that's just what I've also, you know, just been really, really learning, is just really letting the Lord guide me. And one more quote from Jeannie Mayo, because I love her so much and I'm super excited for this fall. She said, give everything to God, and if you do not get it back, it would have caused way more pain and suffering than joy and happiness. So anything that anybody may be going through, if you're going through something and you just don't know if it's the right thing to do, or you don't know if it's the right decision, give it to the Lord, and if he gives it back, you know it was the right choice. But if he doesn't give it back, there was pain and suffering, and he does not want you to go through pain and suffering. So he wants you to stand firm in faith and know that he will give you back anything that he is calling you towards. So.
Cheyenne, Miss Cheyenne, come on up. So she is also going to ALC. She just graduated this past year as well, and she was part of Squad.
Squad. Okay, yeah, my voice is really gone. Oh, yeah, I didn't know it was that bad. I'm not that good of a speaker, so I don't know how I'm going to top that, but going into my first year at Squad, I was led by Lauren, and she's amazing. And one thing that really stuck out to me this week is we had our Squad Devo time, and we talked about something that we have been struggling with, and we were talking about like attention and like performance. And one thing I really struggle with is performance and like trying to always be okay. And going into ALC in these next 9 months, it's been a very hard attack on the enemy. He's definitely trying to make sure I don't go there, definitely trying to make sure I don't break these generational curses from my past and my family. And like, it's definitely been a battle with performance and trying to always be like, I can't mess up, because I won't be able to go. But it's like the Lord really laid on my heart this week that it's okay to not be okay and to just rest in his presence and really pursue after him and just get ready for these next 9 months. And being on Squad was amazing. Being able to serve people really opened my eyes to what I'm gonna be dealing with for these next 9 months and for the rest of my life. It's just being a servant and loving on his people. And yeah, I'm so excited.
So, who still wants to share? So, Jessica, you want to come next? Yeah, you're going to share as well. So, this is Jessica. She's one of our leaders. She was one of our chaperones at camp this week. Yes. She's amazing.
Hi, guys. So, yeah, my name is Jessica. This was my first year at YEX, and I came as a youth leader. So, throughout the week, I was just keeping in mind that, yes, I'm here to receive, but I'm also here to pour out to the students and minister to them. And something I was struggling throughout the week was praying for others verbally. Like, I didn't know what to say, so when they would come down to the altar, I would just lay my hands on them and pray in tongues because I didn't know, like, verbally what to say. And so it was Wednesday night when Pastor Adam McCain was teaching, and he talked about liar, liar. And he was just telling the students to, like, what are the lies that people have been believing in? What are those things that have been rooted down in you from, like, something that happened to you a long time ago? And he then called up at the end of the service, he called up all the youth leaders and pastors to like line up that we were gonna individually pray for the students. And so I came up and I immediately began like praying to God. I'm like, God, I can't do this by myself. Like, you gotta tell me what to say to whoever comes down to me. And when he released the students, the first girl who came to me, I asked her, what's your name? And are you willing to share with me the lie that you've been believing? Because we're going to pray to like break off these lies. And she said to me that her mother committed suicide and that she blamed herself for it. And then she said that her father was like a hypocritical Christian and it was making her doubt God. And so I immediately like began to pray for her. And as I began praying for her, I realized that it was God speaking through me, that they weren't my words. Like, that was the first time where I was like I had that like God using me to like verbally like say something. And it was just like I was blessed by that too. And obviously all the students who were being prayed for were blessed by it too as well. So it was incredible.
Abigail. Come on, Abby. Come on. Come on, Abby. This is one of our worship leaders at Carbon. Come on. All right, come up with Sabra. How about that? Sabra, you get up here too. You're going next. All right. Amen.
Okay, so this year, like, I don't know. It was, no. It was different. Like, I don't know. I wasn't, another thing, like, the people said was, like, if you don't feel him, like, that's okay. Like, you don't have to feel him. So, I don't know, that, like, touched me, and I kept pressing in, even though, like, I couldn't feel him working. So, I don't know. I was, like, praying for people a lot, too. And Monica came up to me at the end of one of the services, and she, like, hugged me. And, like, it wasn't, like, a Monica hug. Like, I don't know. I just started, like, crying because, like, she told me, like, God was, like, he was proud of me, and I don't know, that like touched me, so yeah.
Hey guys, I'm Sabra. It was my first year going to YEX, and I went as a leader, chaperone. And at first, like, me and my girls didn't click. And then I was like, okay, how am I gonna get them to click? So I was talking to my girls and like have a family meeting. So we had a family meeting and then we were talking and talking. And then like we shared our testimonies, and this one little girl, her name's Gracie, she was like, how do I speak in tongues? Like, I've been getting this question all week long. And I'm like, I don't know how to answer this question. Like, God just gave it to me when I was out of town. Like, I don't know what to tell you. So they're like, how do you get it? And I was like, just pray for, like, Lord, like, just use me, pour into me, like, just keep praying to God about it. And the next day after we talked about it, this little girl got her speaking in tongues. Like, it was so crazy. I started screaming in the lobby. Like, I was like, yeah, I'm so excited. But the first night, so Wednesday night before, we had youth group. And God was just, like, using me, like, crazy. Like, I'm just sitting in the back corner praying, and I'm like speaking in tongues, bawling my eyes out. And then we had the fasting Friday night, and then Saturday I came, and God was using me Saturday night, and it was just crazy. And then Monday we go to YX, and we're expecting God to move, like, through us, come flood this place. And he did, for sure. Like, I'm bawling my eyes out, screaming in tongues, and these ladies, like, I just felt them come up to me, and, like, this one lady smacking my stomach, like, more, 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 more. She wasn't telling me to be quiet. She wasn't telling me to like, hold it back. Every time I tried to stop it, it got louder. So I was like, all right, Lord, like, just keep using me. And, like, I was just like, I can't keep it quiet. Like, and even, like, and sometimes in service I was speaking in tongues. I was like, what are you doing? But there's, like, certain things. Hold on. Give me 1 second. So Bailey prayed for me, and I had a problem with being young, like being a young leader, and they tell me all the time, like, it's a good thing, it's a good thing. So Bailey had prayed over me and gave me 1 Timothy 4:12, and it says, don't let anyone look down on you because you're young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. So I just felt like that was really for me. Like, when Bailey said, she was like, I have a scripture for you. And I was like, okay, I'm ready for it. So then I had to remember it, because I didn't want to ask her, like, what was that again? So I looked for it, and I was like, this literally, like, the devil is trying to use me, like, get me to stray away from God. And it's so irritating, because, like, hold on. I have, like, a couple others, so I'm just saying. I had to take a picture of them. All right, it says, you can ride the waves of fire, but it'll always come back to still water, and if it doesn't, it's not real. So that really spoke to me, because I felt like if us kids are up there screaming, praying, jumping around at YX, why can't we do it here? Why can't we bring it to the people that didn't go to YX? Why can't we bring it to the other people in the church? Like, why can't we do that? If we don't do that, then they can't receive as well like we do. And then I also have another one. It says, he doesn't need you to let him win. He wants you to let him win. He wants you to get over yourself. Let him win. Take it over. He doesn't need you to let him win. Like, let that soak in your head. He does not need you to let him win, all right? He wants you to let him win. Let him take over. Let him get in your heart. Let him, like, just let him. All right, one more. Ready? Ready for this? That's my favorite one. All right. We don't come to church to get fed. We come to church to feed others. I don't come here to, thank you, Lord, like, yeah, feed me, please. Like, pour into me. But I have to pour out to Riley. I have to pour out to Monica. I have to pour out to my own mom. I have to pour out to Bobby. I have to pour out to Pastor Greg. I have to pour out to Destiny. Like, I can't do it on my own. God has to feed me to feed others. If you sit there, you're going to get fat. And you can't get fat in the Holy Spirit.
So, really quick, and Austin, you're coming up too. Yes. So,
One of the things that I found myself, like, just moping the last, like, 6 months going, like, God, why isn't the fire falling like it used to? I remember when this place, and I just, how about the future? Like, what God's going to continue to do? And if we just open ourselves up to complete surrender and saying, God, just use me. Use me. The young adults in here, those that attend the Raise Young Adult Service, you need to be leading the charge, all right? Because there's so, stop putting God in a box of, well, I'm already serving in this ministry, so, you know, I can't be a youth. Why do you have to be a youth leader to pour into youth? Like, come on, like, just across the board, like, we should be leading the charge, and just, like, this shouldn't be a one-weekend buzz, like, continuing, just saying, come on, God, let's go after, like, there's more. So, Austin, get up here. So, everybody say hi, Austin. So, like, at 11 o'clock at night, wasn't it? Last night? Yeah, so it was like 11 o'clock at night, and I'm like, hey, Austin, want to share tomorrow? And he's like, yeah, but then he was trying to plot his way out of even coming to church today. Like, his parents said, like, I'm sick, who knows what, but he was trying so hard not to come to church, and then there was compromise. Well, I'll come to church, and I'll come and stand up here with you, but I don't want to share anything, that's such a lie, because there's so much in him, and he has a voice. And so first service, he came up here, and it just started to flow. And then he came to me before we went up here, and he's like, can I share a little more? I'm like, yes, you can. Yes, you can. And you go first. Go for it. Yeah, go.
Hello. Hi. Okay. So I'm going to just start right off. So since I was born, I've been, like, going to church. You know, I, like, literally grew up in, like, a godly family, but, like, because of that, like, I've seen some, like, weird stuff. Like, I was so scared because, like, I've seen people, like shake. I've seen people, like, puke green stuff, and, like, I was so scared to, like, even get a touch from God because I was like, yo, like, that's not me. Like, I did not want no part of that. I don't know why, but anyway, so, like, I've literally been living that. So, like, every week, like, I've been coming to church, and, like, I sat right over there, like, with my parents, and I was like, all right, just, like, another week at church, whatever. And so, like, the Wednesday before YEX, which was youth group day, I was like, all right, like, I want to change something. So, like, going into YEX, I was like, I definitely want to make a difference. So, the first night, I was like, all right, I'm the person, I've never, like, raised my hands in church, never, like, sang that much. So I was like, all right, whatever, I'm going to do it. So I go up the first night, and I'm raising my hands. I'm like, whatever, Jesus, whatever. And I'm like, and like, I thought I was doing all right, but I'm like, I'm not feeling anything, so like, there's no way. And then that same time, Jefferson was next to me, and I just felt someone like, yo, like, hug him and tell him to, like, get confidence for something. I'm like, that's not God. Like, I was like, that's definitely my mind, so I didn't do it. And a few seconds later, I closed my eyes, and I saw me, and it was everyone around me. Like, we were all, like, dressed up, like, ready to go to war. And then, like, in front of us, like, was God seated on his throne. And I didn't know what that meant, so I kind of just, like, I was just, like, brush it off. I'm like, all right, whatever. And so, like, that kept happening to me every night. And then Thursday night, Jefferson was once again next to me, and he was, like, he was down on his knees crying. I'm like, all right, I'm going to just pray for him. So I go over to him, I pray for him, like, yo, like, God, like, give him confidence, whatever he needs. And literally, as soon as I say that, he stands up. He's like, bro, all week, I've needed confidence to pray for you and your struggles. And, like, I was blown away. And, like, and then he starts telling me, he's like, who you are in God, like, you're a fighter. He's like, we're all going to, like, go to war, we're all going to, like, praise God, whatever. I'm like, that's crazy. So then, there was one more thing, what was it? I think. Hold on, it's coming to me. What was the feelings? That's what it was. Okay, so, this whole week, I was like, you know, I was raising my hands. I thought I was pushing in, but I'm like, I'm not feeling anything from God. So, like, the night that Pastor Adam McCain spoke on Wednesday, he was like, liar, liar, whatever. And he's like, what's your lie? And I was like, don't know. And so that night, Pastor Tim came and talked to me, and he's like, what's the one lie? And I'm like, well, I guess, like, every time I go up to, like, worship or just do whatever for God, like, I don't feel anything. So I don't think I'm doing it right, or, like, I just didn't know. I didn't feel anything. And then the one thing that really stuck with me, it was Pastor Eddie's son, and he said that even when you're pushing, like, pushing in for God, you're praising him, even if you don't feel anything, he still sees you. So the whole week, I was just like, all right, I'm going to just go for it because he sees me. So I was pushing in, and then Friday night, like, you know how I said I was, like, scared to, like, shake, whatever? So, and that's actually another lie. That's because I was scared of what people would think of me because I was always the kid who sat in the back, and I was like, everyone was going to be like, yo, who's this weird kid, like, raising his hands? And so I believed that, like, my whole life. And so finally, Friday night, who spoke? Like, it was, like, the last person. Who was it? Yeah, I think it was Pastor Sue. And she's like, she said something, but I can't remember what she said. But she said, like, if you need something, like, come up here to the front right now. And I'm like, I'm not going up. Like, I was so scared because I was, like, everyone was going to look at me. But, like, that's not at all what happened. So finally, like 30 seconds into thinking it, like, literally, like, I, like, sprinted there. I, like, hopped over someone. I climbed over a chair. And, like, literally, like, as soon as I got there, bro, like, I just fell. And I have never, like cried or anything. And I was just on there, like, praying. And, like, it was just weird. But, like, something I never felt like I was supposed to bawl or, like, cry. Like, I just felt so, so joyful. Like, I was just so happy. I don't know why. Like, I stood up and I was like, ha, ha, ha. Like, it was, I'm so serious. It was so weird. I don't know why. But, so I guess I was just living a lie that I fear of, A, either feeling like the wrong thing, or B, thinking of what other people will think of me while I'm doing it. But it's really just, I'm just doing it for God. Like, I don't, like, if you think of me some weird way, that's your fault. So,
Amen.
That's how I think of it.
So, Austin, like he was saying, the last few years, and he's been to YEX before. So, and God's moving in that camp every single year, but there was just something different about this year. And we prayed for it. Like, God, let us bring something. Let us just bring your presence with us everywhere that we go, and just let it touch every single one of the students. And it was just an amazing year. And what's crazy is, like, you see the youth group picture, and, like, he's the one up top, like, with his hands, like, he's like, yeah, he's just super goofy and super out of his shell, like, when I just get one-on-one. But I'm like, God, just you're going to use him in a mighty ways. We just kept praying, and he really broke out of his shell this past week, and he's called to preach. He's in a preaching family. He's called to preach. He's amazing. We love you. Amen. Miss Lauren. Hey, everybody give it up for Miss Lauren as she comes and shares.
Hey. So I was raised in this house, and so I will claim that. Thank you very much. Grew up under Miss Gail, grew up under Pastor PJ, Pastor Greg, everyone. And I asked Pastor Greg just now if I could explain to you, like, the one more concept that you keep hearing the students say. And so basically our heart's cry for this camp was that we didn't want this just to be like another camp, you know? Just another thing that's going to fade away by Wednesday or by the time that school hits. And so we played this clip, which was a true story back in World War II, of a man named Desmond T. Doss, who was the first person to receive a Medal of Honor without shooting a single shot in war. And the big thing was that his religious belief was that he was not going to kill anyone. So he signed up to go to war as a medic. They recruited him to be a fighter, and he stood in front of his team and said, I'm not picking up a gun. And they were like, you're an idiot. And he was like, no, like, I'm not picking up a gun, but I can still save lives. And so he goes throughout the movie, and true story, the ends up saving 75 people, because during the night when all of the Japanese were down and everybody else was shot, he dragged the men down to safety during the night when everyone was sleeping. And so he was so beaten up and exhausted that he just kept saying, like, Lord, please help me get one more. Drag that man all the way to the edge. Literally lifted them down the cliff with ropes. And by the time dawn came, he had 75 people, built up an entire new group to fight against the Japanese in the morning, and they won. And so the whole concept was youth, like, just one more. You know, the thing with camp is that we get on fire, we go to school, and then it all fades away. And what we wanted to show them was that you can live this thing out practically because we're making it way too complicated, you know? And we get so discouraged, and I feel like I can speak to them because I'm only 21, and I kind of came out of the same generation, you know? And so what we get so discouraged about is that we have elders telling us, we have pastors telling us, like, you have to strip away your flesh now, that's it, you know? And what we want to know is that we can live this thing out super practically. You know, you might like the music you listen to, but Holy Spirit might tell you, don't listen to that today, you know? You might want to be friends with people in a season, but it might not be the right season, and that's it. And so that's, like, the basis of what you're hearing with the one more, is that we can change our generation with one more person, you know? And so, yeah, I just wanted to explain that to you. Thanks so much. Love you guys.
Amen. So we are praying that it is sealed, and it's not just going to fade. Like, this is something, like, there is revival that has started in our hearts. Amen. And seeing that our friends, if it's not going to be us, then who is it that's going to tell them about Jesus? Who is it that's going to bring them in? And so just continuing just to be willing vessels and saying, God, use me to bring in one more. And we're going to see this, not just this city, but this region and this nation changed for Jesus. Amen? Amen. Amen. Pastor Greg, thank you so much for letting us share.